This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The oath taking of several newly elected MPs was held today on the first day of the first session of 18th Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartruhari Mehtab administered the oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Phagan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudeep Bandopadhyay of TMC skipped the oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Jitan Ram Majhi, Rajiv Ranjan, alias Lalan Singh, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijuju, Chirag Paswan, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Following the oath taken by the Union Ministers as members of the House, other MPs are taking oath as per the alphabetical order of states and union territories. Briefing media outside the Parliament, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the session of the 18th Lok Sabha is beginning with the resolve of building a Viksit Bharat. He asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. With a view to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre has imposed stock limits on wheat applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors for all states and union territories. Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research CSIR One Week One Theme event in Delhi. The event will feature week-long activities to promote achievements of CSIR and foster collaboration. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Singh said, this initiative will help acknowledge the responsible people and also enlighten the shareholders and industry about the relevant scientific developments. The minister also said that it will bring different departments together and foster innovation. The Vice Chancellor of Rajiv Gandhi University of Health Sciences, Dr. M. K. Ramesh, has said that the central government is carrying out impartial inquiry against NEET exam paper leakage incident. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News in Bengaluru today, he said that all the stakeholders must take up the responsibility of ensuring that the examinations are conducted in a fair and transparent manner. In Bihar, so far 26,000 police officials of investigation officer category have been trained ahead of the implementation of three new criminal justice laws, Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, Bhartiya Nyay Sanhita and Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Senior Bihar Police Officer and Director of Bihar Police Academy, Bhrigu Srinivasan, held a day-long workshop organized by PIB Patna on the roll-out of the three new laws. He informed that the state police is fully geared up to implement the three new laws, which will bring radical changes in the criminal justice system. The three new laws will come into effect from the 1st of July this year. The Russian Aerospace Forces struck a major logistics center of the Ukrainian armed forces in the past 24 hours, where Western-supplied weapons were stored. The Russian Ministry of Defense today said that the center was used for the accumulation, storage, and redistribution of weapons, including missile systems provided by Western countries to the Kyiv. Indian benchmark indices ended higher in a volatile session today. At close, the 30 stock index Sensex was up 131 points or 0.17% at 77,341 and the Nifty climbed 37 points or 0.16% at the 23,538. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in a Super 8 encounter in St. Lucia today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, South Africa have entered the semi-finals, beating a formidable West Indies by 3 wickets in a thrilling rain-affected Super 8 game in Antigua this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.